Hey, what's going on, man? It's your boy Lil Dicky, aka Mr. Leftward Sloping Penis. I got a story for y'all, man. Peep this. Yes, sir. Alright, let's go.
Now I've been dating this girl named Katie, she hot as hell. Okay. And a body crazy, vagina shaving, and it don't smell. And I don't fall for chickens, but this one a little different. Body Satan, and plus she really good at making breaded chicken. Got me thinking she the one, man. Even fully close, shot it really fun, man. Get a lot of hoes, but none of those come close. I swear this the most that I felt so damn exposed. Oh, yeah, there's one more thing, and I know this shit gonna sound insane, but I still haven't. I admit it, I wish I was kidding. Never been up inside before, because she's only fucked one guy before. And though I really wanna point this, or she my sweetie 3.14. So I'm staying patient and masturbating, and now my heart is sorta racing, cause she said tonight will be the night we do some fornicating. Hell yeah, I'm down, I'm about to go all out. I'm gonna pound that crazy like an elaborate black man handshake. But on the way to the crib we pass this kid, and he seemed to know who Katie is. So I say, who this? And she say, Dicky, this is my ex-boyfriend John. I ain't usually the one to be the jealous type, but as I'm looking at this dude, I can't believe my eyes, cause he's the best looking guy that I've seen in my whole life. He's got the thickest head of hair, chiseled jaw, and egregious bod. Man, it's the closest thing I've seen to a Grecian god. And now I'm looking at my chick, cause his dick's been inside her eye. This is crazy, I can't believe this guy used to fuck my lady. I bet he left that pussy ravaged like Haiti. Katie's hugging and squeezing the shoulder blades, and I'm bugging and queasy, this ain't okay. And then they say, let's get drinks, so I say, okay, even though I was about to get laid. And this motherfucker look like Ashton, combined with a little Hugh Jackman. In other words, he's so damn attractive, so damn tanny, gotta have a little black in him. Now I'm in the back with him, sipping on some yak with him, and he paying for it all, he invest my back in. I'm acting like I ain't distracted, but I'm reenacting him and Katie banging. And now I'm feeling pissed, so I go and take a piss. Stream. I look left and guess who it is. And I had to see, and I was mad discreet. And I got on my tippy toes and took a little pee. Oh my god, Becky, look at that cock. And I usually don't wanna be the jealous type, but as I'm looking at his dick, I can't believe my eyes, because he's got the biggest cock that I've seen in my whole life. And now I'm staring at this dude soft dick with a lot of hate, because the shit is plus eight like John and Kate. And I don't know if I can date my girl after tonight. Oh, man. I don't know what to do, dude's dick is really huge. I didn't realize a penis could be so smooth. I know she's missing that my penis isn't that. I'm looking closer, I think that his dick has abs.
Six pack on a dick.
Now what the fuck is that?
It's all long and thick.
It's like a punching bag. I'm saying it's so shaving. Head is amazing. Got my dick looking like a raisin. Skin tone is same, man. He's hung like Saddam Hussein. It's crazy. What the fuck should I do? He got a Roost Chris dick and mine's a drive-thru. I think it's time to tell Katie my goodbyes, cause I simply can't survive after seeing what was in between his thighs. So I tell her that this dude's got a dick that I don't comprehend. I had to move my neck to see it end to end. I mean the physics of his dick just don't make any sense. And I think it's for the best if this comes to an end, because the sex with him must have been the best. And I would say let's just be friends, but I think I would just think about his dick all the time, so goodbye. Then she told me, Diggy, I don't really know what to say, because I dated this dude in the second grade, so I don't know about his dick. Now let's go home and get you laid. And then I took her to my crib, and you know that we barely slept. And I gave her a note like I was selling crack. And when I came, I pulled out and nutted all over her left eye and up a midsection region. You could call that the pelvis, some would even call that the pubic bone. Leave the pubes at home, making this up on the spot. Fuck, you know, bad it. I'm about to go paper mache my dick and ride it.
Oh, fuck. I think I just actually said I was about to make a paper mache version of my own dick and ride it.
And I could understand how that could sound gay, but like you gotta realize that I was just freestyling, so like I wasn't really in control of what I was saying.
And I mean, cause it ain't me. I real rap. I am about to paper mache my dick. I won't even lie about that. I got, you know, the ingredients is right in front of me, like laid out, like no bullshit. Newspaper. I don't even know what the fuck you would call that shit. Putty, I guess. It's about to get real sexual up in here, but I am not gonna ride it. That ain't me. I mean, that's how I free. It came off the brain. And, you know, if I was thinking that, then it is what it is. But I ain't going to act on it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to act on that shit. But I am about to put that shit on the wall, though. The paper mache cast mold of my dick. So, there's that. All right, holla at me.